好，弟兄姊妹，今天愿意与大家一同交通一个主题。
So brothers,
属灵的看见。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you a topic today, the spiritual seeing.
我们先来读四处的圣经。
Let's first read four scriptures.
我们先翻到使徒行传26章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传26章18-19节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18 to 19.
使徒行传26章18-19，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这一段是讲到保罗回忆当初神对他的呼召。
So here speaks of Paul recalls the calling from the Lord.
他一个重要的呼召是要保罗叫人的眼睛，就借着保罗能够叫人的眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明。
So an important calling that through Paul and he can lead other people to turn from the darkness into light and open their eyes.
我们再翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的8-14节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8-14.
以弗所书第五章8-14。从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事，那暗昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的，凡事受了责备就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Ephesians 5:8-14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but in all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
今天讲到当我们信主之后应该是一批光明的子女。
So here it says, after we believe in the Lord, we're supposed to be the children of light.
我们第三处我们看创世纪的第一章。
The third scripture, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪的第一章1-5节。
Genesis chapter 1:1-5.
创世纪第一章1-5。起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
这边是讲到神起初是创造。
So here it says, God from the very beginning created.
然后后来地变成了空虚混沌，变成。
Then the earth became darkness and void.
之后神有一个恢复的一个工作。
And after that, there is a recovery work of God.
我们再看第四处的圣经，约翰福音。
The fourth scripture, the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的一到五节。
John chapter 1:1-5.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In the beginning was Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
第九节
Verse 9
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world.
我们再有一点点简单的祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们来到您面前。
Lord, when we come before you.
主啊，你是爱，你也是光。
You are love and you are light.
主啊，愿你的光明亮的照在你儿女们的聚集当中。
May your light shine brightly among your children's gathering.
我们在这里仰望你。光照的工作
And we look up to you for your work of illuminating our eyes.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想这边讲到的题目是属灵的看见，英文可以是 spiritual seeing 或 spiritual sight.
So topic is spiritual seeing or spiritual sight.
讲到不仅是我们肉身的眼睛能够看见世上的万物。
Not only our physical eyes can see the creations on the earth.
这边讲到我们里面有一个属灵的眼睛能够认识属灵的事。
It also speaks of there is a spiritual eyes for us to understand the spiritual things.
在开头的时候我想要讲我想希望能够 提到两个重要的态度。
So from the beginning, I want to emphasize two attitudes.
第一个就是说我们要先认识到照着我们的天然我们都是属灵里面是眼睛是瞎的。
So the first, our human nature, we are spiritually blind.
所以在今天我们坐在这边我们应该在主面前承认照着我们的本相我们是瞎眼的人。
So today when we're sitting here, we need to admit that by our nature, we're all spiritually blind.
然后我们里面就开始有一个感觉我是一个需要能够看见的人。
Then I have a sense and a need that I need to see.
然后更好的一个认识就是我们发现一个人里面眼睛被打开每一个打开都是神迹。
Another understanding or better understanding for every man, his eyes be opened, it is a miracle.
因为这些事情我们里面眼睛只有神能够做神做的时候就是神迹。
And only God can open the inner eyes. When God works, that's called miracle.
所以第一个我们要记得说我本身是一个瞎眼的人。
So first, our nature, and we are spiritually blind.
对，照着我自己的能力照着我自己的一个方法我是没有办法开我自己的眼睛。
By my strength, by my method, I cannot open my own eyes.
我需要仰望主在我身上行一个神迹行许多的神迹叫我里面眼睛能够打开
I need to look up to the Lord for him to work the miracle in me to open my eyes
对第二个态度呢是讲到说当一个人从瞎眼变成看见的时候呢他自己是知道的
The second when a man from blind and to seeing and he knowsFor, of certainty himself.
对，就是原来我是一个东西都看不见的人。
Once I cannot see anything.
啊，现在一旦当我的眼睛被打开的时候，我知道我是眼睛能够看的。
And now when my eyes were opened, I know I can see.
所以更好的是，当我们眼睛正常的是，当我们眼睛被打开的时候，我们心中感觉快乐，我们感觉稀奇。
So the normal conditions when our eyes are open, we're full of joy, we're wonder.
对这个认识跟态度呢，是避免我们自己以为我是看见的。
And this understanding can help you and prevent you from that you think you can see.
因为当我们看见的时候，我们自己是知道的。
Because when we see, we know ourselves.
你想想看，当一个瞎子原来是都看不见的。
Think about it when a blind person he couldn't see anything before.
对，一旦他 能够看见光亮，他知道他能够看见。
And once he can see the light, and he knows he can see.
然后当他看见的时候，他觉得这实在是一个他从来没有经历过的一个事情。
And when he see and he know, this is something that he had never experienced before.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人在黑暗的情形里面，其实他是在撒旦的权下。
So brother and sister, when a person is in darkness, he is under the power of Satan.
他是在黑暗当中沉沦的。
He's in the darkness and to perish.
所以我们每一个人都是属灵天性的眼瞎，没有一个例外。
So for every each one of us, we're spiritually blind, no exception.
所以今天我们的大的问题是这样子。
So today the big problem is,
我们是否在主面前承认我们是一个瞎眼的人？
Do we really confess before the Lord that I'm someone who is blind?
所以我们想一想，如果我们真的能够明白认识到我是一个眼瞎的人，
So think about it, if I can really confess and admit that I'm spiritually blind.
请问一个眼瞎的人有没有一个很大的盼望，他想要能够看见？
Let me ask you, for a blind person, is there a great hope for him? I want to see.
而一个眼瞎的人，他里面感觉他有个迫切，他需要蒙医治。
There's an urgency in his heart. I want to be healed.
所以今天的问题是，我们好像第一个，我们好像不太觉得我们眼瞎。
So today's problem, it seems like we don't feel we're blind.
或是说我们开始伟修弟兄说有一个属灵的看见，所以我们开始头脑知道我里面有一个眼瞎的情况。
So when Brother Benjamin shared the spiritual seeing in my head knowledge, I started to understand there is an inner eye.
但问题是，我们有一个眼瞎的光景，但是我们却没有一个想要蒙医治的一个需要。
But here's the problem. Our condition is spiritual blind, but we don't have the desire and need to be healed.
所以在圣经里面，我们主用圣经里面用了好多好几次那个瞎眼眼睛得开的这个神迹。
So there are a few miracles recorded in the Bible that blind can see.
它里面就是想要传递一个信息，告诉我们这批人说我们是眼瞎的。
So it wants to deliver a message that we are spiritually blind.
然后在圣经里面，这些眼瞎的人基本上做不了事情，只能够讨饭。
And blind men in the Bible cannot do anything else but beg.
所以那个图画就是给我们一个印象说，弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们，我们还要继续停在眼瞎讨饭的光景吗？
So the image is to tell brothers and sisters of children of God, sons of God, do we still want to stay in the condition we're spiritually blind?
难道神的儿女们没有心中没有一个渴望，我希望我能够看见吗？
Don't you have a desire of children of God? I want to see.
难道在一个眼瞎的情形里面，其实是落在一个仇敌撒旦的权下，难道我不想脱离吗？
And you're under the power of Satan when you're spiritually blind. Don't you want to escape from that?
所以当我们眼瞎的时候，我们很容易就中了魔鬼的诡计。
So when we are spiritually blind, we fall into the schemes of the enemy.
他随便放个陷阱，这边放个洞，我们看不见就掉下去。
He put a scheme and put a pit and we just fall into it.
更别提这些撒旦仇敌的这些诡诈的那些诡计，叫我们能够堕入他的陷阱。
Let alone those the evil schemes of the enemy.
所以当我们眼瞎的时候，我们真的是受这些仇敌的摆布啊，没有办法脱开的。
So when we are spiritually blind, we're bonded by the enemy's work.
对，另外一个角度，当我们眼瞎的时候，我们好像看不见一个成为基督徒的宝贵。
And when we are spiritually blind, we're not able to see the preciousness of being a Christian.
然后我们信了主，也好像没有办法看见信主前面有一个何等盼望光明的道路。
After we believe in the Lord, we are not able to see there is a bright path ahead of us.
然后许多神的引导带领，我们好像也瞎子一样都看不见。
Many God's leading guidance, we're blind, we cannot see it.
所以在开头的时候，我觉得我们应该来到主面前恢复一个爱慕，我要能够看见。
So at first, I think when we come before the Lord, we need to recover the strong desire. I want to see.
你知道吗？神做了好多的工作，就希望 就是要把我们从黑暗当中带进光明。
You know, God has done a lot of work, want to transfer us from darkness into light.
对，从创世纪一开头。
From the Genesis in the beginning.
那边讲到神的那个修复的一个修复的创造。
It speaks of the recovery work of God.
然后在，但是这个修复的创造很可能跟宇宙的起源是相类似的。
So this recovery work of God is very similar to the creation of the universe.
那我自己不是一个物理学的专家或天文，不是天文学专家。
I'm not a physics expert.
啊，但是照着今天的一些的理解。
Based on today's understanding.
对，在宇宙最开端的时候。
In the very beginning of the universe.
啊，里面有大量的光子，就 proton.
There are a lot of proton.
在就所以今天整个宇宙的光子就是从那个最开头的时候那时候来的。
So today, all the protons in the universe today all came from the beginning.
但是不管如何，创世纪里面所描述的这些神的恢复呢，也跟我们今天基督徒的属灵经历有关系。
But whatever, all, everything that's recorded in the Genesis of the recovery work of God is related to our spiritual life.
也就是说在我们信主之前呢，我们就是黑暗。
That means before we believe in the Lord, we're in darkness.
然后空虚混沌
，it's void.
然后当神那个圣灵运行在我们身上，运行在我们生活里面。
When the Holy Spirit hover over us in our lives,
他第一个工作叫光，和叫主的生命带着光进到我们里面。
So his first work, it brings the life with light into us.
所以那个图画好像我们这个人好像一片的漆黑。
So the picture is like we are in total darkness.
当我们想要认识主耶稣的时候
，When we want to know the Lord Jesus Christ，
然后神就在我们里面用他的生命把我们点活起来。
So God with His life make us alive.
然后那个生命就是人的光。
And that life is our light.
然后开始一开头的时候，我们略略认识到我是一个罪人。
And in the beginning, we start to understand that we are a sinner.
以我为例子，我以前觉得我是一个很好的人。
Just for myself, I used to believe that I'm a very good person.
我觉得我比可能绝大部分人都好。
I feel I'm better than the majority of the people.
等到神的光一进来的时候
，After the light of God penetrated in me,
我开始发现原来我在神的荣耀的标准底下。我是一个污秽的罪人。
I start to realize under the glory of God, I'm a filthy sinner.
然后同时之间，那个光也让我开始认识到，原来宇宙当中有神。
At the same time, the light makes me understand there is a God in the universe.
以前我对于耶稣来讲，我是把他，对不起，当做一个废物一样的一个态度。
For me, before regarding Jesus, it was like a garbage.
但是当那个光进来的时候
，But when the light came into me，
对，开始觉得他是一个宝贵的救主。
I started to realize he's a precious savior。
所以在创世纪里面，神已经把我们属灵的经历的开头，已经把它好像有一个图画把我们写出来。
So in Genesis, God gave us a picture of the creation to illustrate our spiritual life。
然后当老约翰写约翰福音的时候
，When the Old John, write the Gospel of John.
他也要把我们所有的人带回到那个最起初。
He wanted to bring us all back to the very beginning.
他没有错，他开始的时候讲到说，创造都是神的创造。
Yes, that's right. All creation is created by God.
但是约翰福音里面所强调的是那个新的创造。
But emphasizing the Gospel of John as the new creation.
我们每一个人信主呢，都是新的创造。
For every each one of us, we believe in the Lord. We're all a new creation.
所以他把我们这批已经信主的人带回到明白新的创造是怎么开始的。
So he bring all of us who believe in the Lord to the beginning, how this new creation began.
他说生命在那个基督里面
，He says the life is in that Christ.
然后这个生命就是人的光
，And this life is the light of man.
所以老约翰在做同样的事情，他把我们带到最起初。
So John was doing the same thing, bring us all back to the very beginning.
对，叫我们看见我们的信主 接受生命，并且接受生命的光。
To make us see that we believe in the Lord, we receive the life, we receive the light.
然后他特别讲到一个词，叫做那个光是真的光，真光。
He specifically mentioned a word, the light is the real light.
对，他的意思并不是说现在这些光是假的光，他不是这个意思。
He didn't mean all the physical lights are fake.
他乃是说那个生命的光在我们心里面是可以很真实的。
But what he meant is the light of life can be very real in us.
当我们肉眼睛看见这些光的时候，我们知道很真实，有光。
When our naked eyes see the physical light, we know it's real.
然后这些光可能有红色、蓝色、黄色各样的颜色。
It of different colors, green, red, and all that colors.
我们经过我们眼球看见的时候，我们觉得啊，这个世界很真实。
Through our eyeball, and we can see the world is very real to us.
但是约翰的意思是说，那个属灵里面的那个光呢，比这个还可以更真实。
But what John means, the spiritual light can be even more real than the physical light.
对，当人认识到那个人的黑暗
，when a man starts to understand his darkness,
当人蒙这个生命的光照亮的时候
，when this man is illuminated by the life of light,
然后这个人他会知道说，哇。这个属灵从神来的生命的光是那么的真实。
And this man started to understand it's so real, the light from God.
所以约翰给了这个光一个形容词，说这个光是真光。
So John called this light the real light.
今天我们有一个问题。
Today we have a problem.
人的天性是拒绝光的。
Human nature rejects the light.
这是约翰刚才我们读的。
This is what we just read.
他说光来了，人却不接受光。
When the light comes, but man rejects the light.
人好像有一个倾向，喜欢留在那个黑暗里面。
Man has a tendency to want to stay in the darkness.
就好像那个鸵鸟把自己那个头埋在地里面。
It's like the ostrich bury its head in the ground.
因为有时候光进来的时候，你会感觉难受。
Sometimes when light comes, you feel not comfortable.
那个就像一个房间，你来到自己假设你的房间很乱很脏。
It's like a room, it's very dirty.
当那个光昏暗的时候，你觉得这个房间还好吧。
When there is a little bit of light, you feel that the room is okay.
但是光照亮的时候。
But when the light is bright.
哇，你看到这个房间可能有蜘蛛网。
It illuminated the whole room and you see the spider web.
可能那边很多的灰尘。
A lot of dirt.
对，很多的脏乱。
It's very chaos.
对，当光进来的时候，我们感觉不舒服。
When light comes, we feel uncomfortable.
好像有一种难受被定罪的感觉。
We feel we're condemned.
这是我们的情况。
This is our situation.
对，我们有可能，我们都以为说，我不喜欢黑暗。
We all feel that we don't like darkness.
但在很多我们不知不觉的时候，其实我们里面暗暗的喜欢在黑暗。
But unconsciously, in your private life, you love to stay in the darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天应该受主的提醒。
So brother and sister, today we need to be reminded by the Lord.
我们信主直到今天。
After we believe in the Lord till today.
有可能你信主是初信的。
Maybe you're a new believer.
也许你信主五年、十年以上。
Maybe you believe in the Lord for 5 years, 10 years.
我们问一个问题。
We ask ourselves a question.
请问，那个真光对你来说是什么？
Let me ask you about that real light. What is that to you?
神的光对你来讲是真实的吗？还是在这边讲一个抽象的东西呢？
It's the light of God real to you, or it's something very abstract?
请问你对神的光到底有没有兴趣？
Let me ask you, are you interested in the light of God?
我们是否愿意脱离黑暗，进入到那个光明的境界里面？
Are we willing to be delivered from darkness and be transferred into the light?
所以刚才我们念了，当保罗受神的呼召的时候，
We just read when Paul was called by the Lord.
在最开头的时候，保罗有个经历。
In the very beginning, he had an experience.
对，原来他觉得，哎呀，我侍奉神，我太热心了。
And before, he's so earnest and he served God.
然后我现在做的事情呢，是大大帮助这个，就大大是在服侍神的一个
一个重要的工作。
What I had been doing, it's so important work to serve God.
他在逼迫基督徒。
And he was persecuting Christians.
所以他觉得这些人呢，其实是站在神的另外一边的。
And he thought these people are go against God.
但是等到他在有一次在路上的时候，神的大光照在他的身上。
But when one time he was walking on the road, the great light of God shines in him.
他突然发现，原来过去他的认识全部都是错的。
He suddenly realized his understanding was all wrong.
原来这个他所逼迫的呢，才是那位弥赛亚，才是耶稣基督。
And this one he was persecuting, and he is the Messiah, he's the Jesus Christ.
所以我们的得救就好像神的大光照在我们这些坐在黑暗死荫当中的人。
So our salvation is like the great light of God penetrate into us and, yeah.
所以保罗的那个执事呢，是从一个光照开始。
So Paul's ministry starts from the light.
然后神就呼召他。
And God called him.
说你往后的执事呢，就是带领人，叫人能够眼睛被打开。
So your life's ministry is to bring people to open their eyes.
然后脱离那个撒旦的权势。
To be delivered from the power of Satan.
从黑暗进到光明的境界。
You transferred from darkness into light.
所以保罗自己的眼睛先被打开。
So at first, Paul's own eyes were open.
然后他能够帮助别人打开。
Then he can help other people's eyes to be open.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们彼此提醒。
So brothers and sisters, we encourage and remind each other.
所以我们不要做一个喜欢教导人的人。
Don't like to be someone who like to teach other people.
好像我自己都会都懂。
As if I know everything.
还有一种人，就是他觉得他可以讲道。
And someone who feels he can preach.
他可以传递信息。
He can preach a message.
对，这种人可能有两种情况。
And these people have like two situations.
对，一种是他真的蒙主的呼召，有话语的服事。
And the first one, he's really called by the Lord, and he can preach, he can serve.
这种可能比较少。
It's not many people are like that.
另外一种就是说，这个人根本就不认识自己。
The second situation, this person doesn't know himself.
他没有想到，我这个人可能是在瞎子领瞎子。
It doesn't know that I am a blind, I'm leading other blind people.
我自己没有真的看见，我只是一套知识能够以为我自己能够教导。
I don't see myself, but I just have a lot of half knowledge I feel I can teach.
所以我们要小心，不要落在这些光景里。
So we need to be very cautious, don't fall into this situation.
然后我们刚在念以弗所书的时候，
When we just read the book of Ephesians,
我们念到说，信主之后呢，要继续留在光明里面，做一个光明的子女。
So after we believe in the Lord, we need to stay in the light, be a children of light.
它里面的意思是不要跟黑暗有那个交通。
Don't fellowship with the darkness.
我们的交通是要跟神，那个明亮的神有交通。
Our fellowship is with the God of light.
然后不要跟那个暧昧无意，那个黑暗的事情有联系。
And don't fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
但是我们也了解说，我们在许多情形里面，我们还是在黑暗的里面。
But we know in a lot of situations we're still in darkness.
所以在那个以弗所里面，以弗所书里面，他特别讲到说，当一个人蒙责备的时候，他能够带进光。
So in the book of Ephesians, it specifically mentioned when a person is rebuked, and it can bring light.
也就是说，没有错。有时候我们知道说，神可以做一个光照的工作。
Yes, we know, and God can do the work of illuminating us.
但是我们许多时候好像自己也被一些事物被自己蒙蔽了。
But many times we're blinded by a lot of things.
我们看不见。
We can't see.
神的光进不来。
And the light of God cannot shine into us.
我们脸上好像有一个帕子帮我们蒙住。
And there is a veil before us.
所以这个时候，神能够借着环境，借着弟兄姊妹提醒我们。
So God can use the circumstances where brothers and sisters remind us.
然后有的很多时候，这些提醒听起来就像是责备。
And many times this reminder sounds like a reproof and rebuke.
没有人喜欢被责备。
Nobody likes to be rebuked.
但是神说， 许多时候责备是有益处的。
But God says many times, a lot of times, rebuke is helpful.
因为他说责备的时候把一个人的黑暗的情形把它显明出来。
When there is a rebuke and reproof, it exposes your darkness.
好像他能够帮助这个人认识他自己里面的一个情况。
It can help this person to understand his inner condition.
所以我们常常希望能够彼此勉励要做一个能够受教的人。
So we often encourage one another. We want to be someone who can be adjusted and teachable.
Yeah, 里面柔软。
We're meek, we're soft.
啊，积极的愿意接受更正。
And positively, and we actively receive this reproof.
因为我们深深知道我这个人的天然基本上是黑暗的。
Because we know deeply that my nature is in darkness.
啊，但是我不想留在黑暗里。
I don't want to stay in the darkness.
我既然是身份是光明的子女。
Since I am the children of light.
我就要在实际的情形里面我常常接受光。
I want to receive light in reality.
对，因着如此我欢喜乐意能够接受人的责备。
Because of this, I'm willingly and joyfully receive the reproof from others.
对，可能有的时候是公开是在聚会里面。
Maybe sometimes it's public in a meeting.
有时候可能是一对一的在那边我们交通的时候。
Maybe sometimes a one-on-one fellowship.
有时候可能是别人在讲话的时候里面圣灵有一个责备的一个话语进来。
Sometimes when other people are talking and you overheard it, there is a reproof from the Holy Spirit in you.
不管如何我们里面有一个愿意的心主啊我要光亮我不要黑暗。
No matter what, we have a desire before the Lord. Lord, I want the light. I don't want darkness.
所以换句话来讲当一个人拒绝责备的时候呢他就是拒绝光。
In another word, when a person rejects the reproof,And he rejects the light.
弟兄姊妹，这是太可惜的事情了。
Brother and sister, this is so pitiful.
虽然受责备的时候，我们感觉心中不舒服。
Even though when we are rebuked, we don't feel comfortable.
啊，但是神可以借着这个事情，这些的话语，这些的责备，这些的提醒，把我们带进到光亮里面。
But God can use all this reproof to bring us into the light.
所以以弗所书那边有讲到说，光亮。能够叫我们认识我们的自己。
So the book of Ephesians speaks that the light can help us to understand ourselves.
然后他后面又讲到说，当我们愿意苏醒过来的时候
，and later on it says when we awake,
就本来黑暗的时候，有时候像睡觉。
When we're in darkness, we're like someone who's sleeping.
但当我们苏醒过来的时候
，but when we wake up,
啊，基督的那个光要照进来
，the light of Christ will shine upon me.
啊、这边好像是说我们能够在光中直接来看见我们的主。
If in the light, we can see the Lord directly.、
我们的主有一个基督的光照在我们这个人身上。
The light of the Christ shine upon you.
我们可以跟他面对面。
We can face to face meet the Lord.、
有弟兄讲一些讲了一个比较有意思的一个比方。
Some brother use a very interesting illustration.
因为主耶稣他30岁因为劳苦的缘故看起来像50岁。
Because the Lord Jesus, when he was 30 years old, he looks like someone who's 50.
对的当时的50岁可能不像我们今天保养的那么好。
During that time, the 50 years old might not look as younger as we are today.
对那时候的50岁可能已经 是很多的皱纹了。
The 50 years old in Lord Jesus' time was full of wrinkles.
对，可能皮肤都已经很粗糙了。
Your skin is not very good.
啊，所以弟兄有一些的比方，他说，当我们与主面对面的时候
，So brothers said when we face to face meet the Lord,
来到这位光照的神
，We come to the God who can illuminate us.
似乎他脸上每一根皱纹呢都发出亮光。
It's like every single wrinkle on his face.Shine the light.
对，当我们看见主的笑脸的时候
，When we see the smiling face of the Lord，
对，我们是来到那个他那个发光的那个面前，来与他面对面。
We come to the Lord whose face is shining.
所以弟兄姊妹，属灵的看见，一方面叫我们认识自己。
So brothers and sisters, spiritual seeing on one hand help us to know ourselves.
然后另外一方面也叫我们认识主。
On the other hand, it helped us to know the Lord.
如果我们拒绝这些光，
if we reject the light,
弟兄姊妹，亏损的那个是我们自己。
Brother and sister, you are the one to suffer the loss.
我们接下来再念几处的圣经。
Let's read another scriptures.
我们翻到以弗所书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十六到十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1:16-18.
以弗所书一章十六到十八，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
所以当保罗为着弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，
So when Paul prayed for brothers and sisters,
他里面有一个很重的负担。
He has a deep burden in him.
他没有忘记当初主托付他的那个一个职分。
He did not forget the ministry entrusted to Paul by the Lord.
但他觉得好像他的能力有限。
But he felt he's very limited.
他觉得人的眼睛，里面的眼睛不是他能够叫人开就能够开的。
And he know that the inner eyes of people, he cannot open them.
所以他里面有一个很重、很有负担的祷告。
He has a very deep burden and prayer.
愿神的儿女们里面的眼睛被打开。
May the children of God, the inner eyes be opened.
然后神的灵运行在他们的身上。
And the Spirit of God works in them.
能够有看见，能够有启示。
You can have see and revelation.
以至于能够真正的来认识神。
And so that you can know God.
对，真正的来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
Can know Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再来看两处的约翰福音。
Let's read two scriptures in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音，我故事我没有全部念。
I will not read the whole story.
约翰福音第八章的六到九节。
John chapter 8:6-9.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
12:12. 耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
我们翻到第九章，约翰福音第九章
，Chapter 9。
约翰福音第九章的第一节
，Verse 1。
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.
然后第九章的五到七
5-7。
我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗。他去一洗，回头就看见了。
As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. When he said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
然后第十一节的前一半
The first part of verse
11. 他回答说有一个人名叫耶稣。
He answered and said, a man called Jesus.
然后十七节
Verse 17.
他们又对瞎子说他既然开了你的眼睛你说他是怎样的人呢他说是个先知。
They said to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said he's the prophet.
25节
Verse 25.
他说他是个罪人不是我不知道。有一件事我知道从前我是眼瞎的如今能看见了。
He answered and said, whether he's the sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see.
三十二节
Verse 32.
从创世以来未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。这人三十五节这人若不是从神来的什么也不能做。32, 33.
Since the world began, it had been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of the one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
在老约翰写约翰福音的时候他里面有一个很重的负担。
When John wrote the Gospel of John, he had a great burden.
他不仅要恢复神是光这个真理。
Not only he want to recover the truth that the Lord, God is light.
他不仅要恢复神是光的这个道理这个 doctrine.
Not only to recover this doctrine that God is light.
他也愿意弟兄姊妹能够把神是光成为我们身上真正的实际就是真理。
He was also willing to make this doctrine God is light a reality in our life.
所以他在第八章第九章的时候都讲到主耶稣是世界的光当然也是生命的光。
So in chapter 8 and 9, he said, Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
然后他就描述了两件事情来让我们明白我们的主是世界的光。
He illustrated two things to help us understand Lord Jesus is the light of the world.
对，第一件事情呢，是讲到那个淫妇差点被石头打死的事情。
The first thing is the adulterer who was almost stoned to death.
这个部分比较着重在光能够叫我们认识我们自己。
Here it emphasizes that the light can help us to know ourselves.
然后第二件事情呢他用那个生来瞎眼的人眼睛被打开的神迹来描述我们主是世界的光。
The second thing used the illustration of the people who is the person who was born blind, his eyes got open to speak of the Lord Jesus is the light of us.
Light of the world.
A light of the world.
然后这个部分比较着重在那个光能够叫我们认识主耶稣基督。
And here it emphasized the light can help us to know Lord Jesus Christ.
一个是认识自己。
One is to know ourselves.
一个是认识主。
The other one is know the Lord.
这个是光的果效。
This is the fruit of the light.
它其实也是一个事情的两面。
Also the two sides of one thing.
对 每次我们当蒙光照的时候我们很可能两件事情同时在发生。
And every time when we receive the light, two things can happen at the same time.
一方面我们多认识自己。
On the one hand, we know ourselves more.
我们看见里面的黑暗。
We see the darkness in us.
对我们看见里面真实的情况。
We see the real condition in us.
在同时之间我们也可以认识主。
At the same time, we can know the Lord.
我们看见主的圣洁。
We see the holiness of the Lord.
我们看见主的恩典。
We see the grace of the Lord.
我们看见主的慈爱。
We see the loving kindness of the Lord.
所以这些光照呢能够叫一个基督徒不断的长进。
So the work of the light can help the Christian to grow.
不断进到那个真实的认识里面。
And more and more to enter into the reality of the knowing of God.
对在那个淫妇的那个事情里面。
In the matter of the adulterer.
对就是我们发现说这些文士法利赛人他们非常的诡诈。
So the scribes and the Pharisees, they were wicked.
对他们想要用一个两难的问题呢让我们主耶稣掉进一个陷阱里面。
They want to use a dilemma to push our Lord to fall into the pit.
也就是说如果你照着律法来讲这个妇人应该被石头打死。
Based on the law, this woman was supposed to stone to death.
如果主耶稣说不可以打死。
If the Lord Jesus said you cannot stone her to death.
诶你不是从神来的吗？
Are you from the Lord? Are you from God?
你怎么可以不遵行神的律法不把她打死呢？
Why you don't follow the law of God and not stone her to death?
如果主耶稣说照着律法把她打死。
If the Lord said based on the law, we stone her to death.
他们就马上去罗马官僚里面官府里面说这边有一个人没有经过法律的这个程序就随便打死人。
Then they will go to the government of Rome and said, now there is a man without the law, he stoned someone to death.
你看这些文士法律善人甚至这些的百姓他们里面心多么的诡诈。
The scribes, the Pharisees, the multitudes, in their heart, they are wicked.
你不管回答什么呢我都要陷你于不义置你于死地。
No matter what you answer, I'll just put you in the spot to death.
他们在抓这个淫妇的时候
When they take the adulterer,
他们觉得自己太好了，我是太公义了。
They all felt they were so righteous.
我这个人太对了。
I am so right.
这个淫妇，这个犯罪的人，该死。
The sinner, this adulterer, she's supposed to die.
所以许多时候，弟兄姊妹，我们好像落在这个不认识自己的光景。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of times we fall into this condition we don't know ourselves.
有时候我们甚至觉得啊，就算我有不对、有犯罪的地方
，Even sometimes we feel even I made mistakes.
我还是比你好一些。
I'm still better than you.
我最近在公司有一个 project.
Recently, I had a project in my company.
对。我们做了好几个月了。
We have been working on it for a few months.
然后在我们做的过程里面
And during the process,
我觉得我的想法太对了。
I felt my idea was so right.
然后我整个事情看得太清楚了。
I saw everything so clearly.
那我现在照着一个一步一步的步骤呢能够让这个项目呢能够达到一个成功的一个目标。
And step by step, I can make this project into success.
然后我觉得其他的这个同事们怎么都搞不清楚状况呢？
I felt all my colleagues, they're so confused, they don't understand.
所以在几个礼拜前，有一次我们在一起meeting 在一起讨论。
So a few weeks ago, we had a team meeting discussed together.
对，他们讲了一些的观点，其实他们以前也讲过。
They talk about some concepts they shared before.
那一天在讨论的时候，我突然明白了。
That day during the discussion, I suddenly realized.
我突然明白到，有些事情我虽然没有错，但是有一个关键的东西我没有看得很清楚。
And even though I'm not wrong in many things, but there is a key point I didn't see that clearly.
对，后来我的老板，他们也大概也忍耐我很久了。
So afterwards, my boss, they long suffered.
他大概看出来那天我那个开会我的反应有一些不同了。
So they saw that my attitude and reaction during our meeting was different.
对，事后我们在 one-on-one 就一对一的这个 status meeting 的时候，他问我说那天你的感觉怎么样
？So after the meeting and the one-on-one meeting with my boss, he asked me what was your feeling.
我就很诚实告诉他说，我觉得那天的开会呢。有点像 eye-opening to me.
I honestly told him that meeting is an eye-opening meeting for me.
好像我眼睛被打开了。
My eyes were open.
所以我开始知道我哪里想错了或是想的不完全。
I started to realize where I was wrong.
所以大概过了一个多礼拜之后
After a week,
我就做了一个事情是符合他们的期望的。
So I adjusted the project to meet their expectation.
在所以我突然觉得哇原来我这个人有时候也会觉得我太对了。
Suddenly I realized for me, even for me, I can be, feel myself to be so right.
我们许多尊敬的年长弟兄们他们也都常常也都有过这种经历。
Many dear elder brothers, they all have this experience.
我记得有一次我读到江弟兄他讲到他的事情。
I remember once Brother Kong shared a testimony of this.
那个是在他年轻的时候
，when he was young.
而且我相信那时候他已经是一个全时间传道的一个工人。
I believe that time he was already a full-time server of God.
对，有一次他们在服事当中有一个事情要有一个看法或要做决定。
One time during the service, they need to make a decision.
然后我们的江弟兄当时觉得说他看得太清楚了。
Our brother Kang felt he saw so clearly.
那其他的同工的弟兄姊妹都是传道人，他们看着。他们看错了。
And all the co-workers, even they're all the server of God, but they saw it wrong.
所以他想要说服其他的弟兄姊妹，但是其他弟兄姊妹还是不同意他。
So he wanted to persuade all other brothers and sisters, but the rest of the brothers and sisters disagreed with him.
然后我们弟兄就不高兴了，他甚至还不去聚会。
So Brother Kang was angry and he did not go to the meeting.
大概可能有三个月的时间。
It lasted for about 3 months.
然后年长的姊妹去家里拜访他。
The elder sister visited him in his home.
然后很谦卑的就是要希望他能够回来聚会。
A very humbly fellowship with him, want to bring him back to the meeting.
他说不要。
He said no.
他说他的意思说除非你们接受同意我的看法，不要。
He said, unless you all agree with me, otherwise I will not go back.
哇，我没有想过我们的弟兄，我们尊敬的弟兄也曾经有过这种三个月黑暗的时间。
I can't even imagine our dear elder brother had a time of 3 months being in darkness.
但感谢主，我们弟兄们都是愿意接受主调整的人。
But thank the Lord, all the brothers, they were willing to be adjusted by the Lord.
所以神能够光照这个人。
So God can illuminate that person.
回到聚会，回到交通的光景。
And bring him back to the meeting, back to the fellowship.
我以前读那个丁路易师母的传记。
So before I read the testimony of Jesse Pan Lewis. Biography.
对对对。大部分都是他自己的一些笔记或日记之类的东西。
Most of it are from her own diary.
我们的姊妹呢，她是在威尔斯，她在英国的人。
Our sister is was in Wales in England.
Yeah. 她其实年轻的时候就非常爱主。
When she was very young, she loved the Lord.
她弟兄也很爱主。
And her brother loved the Lord as well.
她的 husband, 对。她在25岁的时候丈夫弟兄就全时间出来服侍。
When she was 25 years old, her husband, became a full-time server of the Lord.
然后我们的姊妹呢其实也非常热心的服侍主。
Our sister was earnestly serving the Lord.
那个时候她在一个 YWCA, 就是 Young Women's Christian Association, 在一个 YWCA 里面做一个负责的人。
That time she was like a leader in the YWCA.
所以她希望带人信主。
She wanted to bring people to know the Lord.
带人查经。
And to do the Bible study.
常常非常劳苦的跟人陪谈。
Spend a lot of time fellowship with people.
其实她的身体健康不是很好。
He was not very good in her health.
有时候身体虚弱到一个情形，她都连出门都出不去。
She was weak to a point that she was not able to get out of her house.
很多时候她服侍完回家之后就全身精疲力尽。
And after the service, she was completely exhausted.
她是这样一个认真想要爱主的姊妹。
She was such a serious and a sister to love the Lord.
后来她到了31岁的时候
after when she became 31 years old.
已经劳苦服侍主已经六年的时间。
She had been serving the Lord for 6 years.
那个时候他因为接受一个其实这也是对的教导，他接受一个教导就是我们需要身上有圣灵的能力。
So she received a doctrine that is right, we need to have the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他就迫切的祷告说，主啊，愿你圣灵充满我，让我有圣灵，有从天上来的能力能够好好来服侍你。
So she earnestly prayed to the Lord, Lord, please fill me with your spirit so that I can have the power to serve you.
对，周遭的这些姊妹们也有人这样子祷告，好好认真祷告。
The surrounding brothers and sisters all prayed this way.
所以那次他们请了一个年长的姊妹来帮助他们的聚会。
So that time they invited an elder sister to come to their meeting to help them.
对，他们应该是从伦敦来的。
She came from London.
然后那天第一天的时候
The first day.
那个年长姊妹服侍了当地的 YWCA 的姊妹们。
The elders,
或是福音朋友们。
The elder sister served the people, brothers and sisters, or gospel friends in YWCA.
他就告诉边路易师母说，他说这边有一个很硬的墙。
She said to Jessica and Louis, here is a very hard, a thick wall.
Yeah, 很硬的墙，我没有办法去打破它。
I'm not able to crush it.
好像每个人都像一个墙一样，这个他的信息，他的帮助没有办法进到人的心里面。
And everybody is like a wall. The message is not able to enter their hearts.
那天宾路易师母大吃一惊。
That day, Jessica and Louis was shocked.
他说我们这边的 YWCA 是全国最追求主的。
And our meeting YWCA, the brothers and sisters seeking the Lord the most.
我的同工 几位姊妹们都是全心奉献给主的人。
And all the co-workers, brothers and sisters, they all consecrate their lives to the Lord.
那你说我们现在这边像一个打不破的墙，这到底怎么回事？我不明白。
And now you told me we're all like a thick wall, it's not able to be crashed. What do you mean?
对，但在那个年长姊妹他们好好祷告服侍的时候，那个墙慢慢被打破了。
The elder sister, when she was praying and serving that meeting, the wall was gradually be crushed and destroyed.
然后每天都有人信主。
And day after day, people believed in the Lord.
好像每天也有信主的人里面开始恢复过来，开始要主。
And the believers start to be recovered and they want to seek the Lord.
然后这个事情让我们这个宾路易师母就感觉回去好好寻求主。
And this matter made Jessica and Louis to come back to seek the Lord.
所以为什么我服侍了劳苦服侍了六年，我是盖了一堵很刚硬的墙呢？
How come after 6 years of my service, I built up a thick wall?
我们姊妹是一个愿意接受光照的人。
Our sister was someone who was willing to receive the light.
那次有一天她跟主祷告的时候，
That day when she prayed to the Lord,
主问了她三个很尖锐的问题。
GodAsk her three very harsh questions.
第一个问题
,the first.
如果我答应把天上的能力赐给你，你愿不愿意被人厌弃？
If I answer you and gave you the power of the Holy Spirit from heaven, are you willing to be despised and rejected by the people?
Yeah. 他里面想了一想，主啊，我愿意。
She thought about it and she said, I am willing.
第二个问题，你为什么那么希望被圣灵充满，有圣灵的能力呢？
The second question, why you are so willing to be filled by the Holy Spirit and full of power?
你是不是希望别人看你做工非常的成功，然后被别人看作是一个非常有用的人呢？
Do you want other people to see you as someone who is greatly used by the Lord and who can successfully serve the Lord?
如果你被圣灵充满，但是你的工作却有许多的失败，你愿意吗？
If you are filled by the Holy Spirit, but your work full of failures, are you still willing?
他在主面前说，我愿意。
She said before the Lord, I am willing.
第三个问题。
The third question.
你是否愿意都没有任何奇妙的经历，但是主在你身上是充满的吗？
Are you willing that without these outward miracles, and you are still filled by the Holy Spirit?
哇，这个跟他原本的观念完全不同。
And this concept is totally different from her old idea.
他说前面的这些许多弟兄姊妹们，他们生命充满都好奇妙，他们身上有好奇妙的经历。
The brothers and sisters before me, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had so a wondrous experience.
但是他顺服下来了。
But she submitted.
他说，就算没有特殊的经历，但我愿意主你充满我。
And even I don't have this a miracle experience, I'm still willing to be filled by.
我读了之后，我觉得这一次呢，神让我们的姊妹在深处里面有一个更深真实的奉献。
After I read it, I felt this time the Lord asked our sister to have a deeper consecration to Him.
过了不久之后，有一天早晨呢，她在主面前祷告。
Not long after that, one day she prayed before the Lord.
她看到一个形象。
She saw a picture.
主拿了一块破烂的布。
The Lord was holding a filthy rag.
Yeah. 然后她主说， 这个就是你过去服侍的一个成果，破烂的布。
The Lord said to her, "This is the fruit of your service, the filthy rag."
啊，他那里面很惊讶，主啊，我们都是为着你来服侍你的吧。
She was so shocked. Lord, are we all for you and serving you?
但主告诉他说，你过去所有的工作其实都是出于你的自己，都是出于你自己想要服侍神。
But the Lord said to her, all your past service, they all came from your own zeal, and you made decision to serve the Lord yourself.
对，感谢主，当他这一次蒙光照之后，
we thank the Lord this time after she was illuminated by the light.
他里面他说他自己记载说，主给他很多祝福。
She recorded herself, the Lord gave her a lot of blessings.
他说那天之后呢，他觉得他跟主之间的认识非常的真实。
After that day, she recorded that her knowing of the Lord became more real.
他说他读圣经的时候，好像很多的话语都开始发亮开启。
While she was reading the Bible, a lot of words started to illuminating.
然后他说他许多的祷告，好像每个祷告主都听都答应。
A lot of prayers, many prayers, the Lord started to answer.
啊，所以我以前读这本传记的时候，我印象最深的就是这一段。
So before when I read this biography, that left me the most impression.
啊，但是重点是，我们的姊妹她愿意在神面前接受光照。
But the key is our sister, she is willing to receive the light before the Lord.
就算经过六年的，好像这个竭尽全力的服侍，
and even after 6 years of a full-hearted service,
他也能够接受神的光照，说，哇，你过去许多的情形在神面前是不对的。
She can still receive the light to be corrected by the Lord. Your conditions were not fully correct before.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要骗自己。
So brother and sister, do not deceive yourself.
不要被撒旦欺骗，不要留在黑暗里面。
Do not be deceived by Satan and stay in darkness.
我们需要想一想，在主面前好好的寻求，想一想。
We need to think about it and seek before the Lord seriously.
对，也许我们信主很多年。
Maybe I believe in the Lord for many years.
我们从来没有办法带任何一个人信主。
I have never been able to lead even one person to believe in the Lord.
OK, 也许我们愿意要带人信主。
OK, maybe we are willing to lead other people to believe in the Lord.
这个还算是一个心愿，还是好的。
This desire is good.
但是更危险的是说，我里面没有任何的一个兴趣。
But the danger,
想要带人信主。
But the danger is deeply in your heart, you don't even have an interest to lead other people to believe in the Lord.
对，你不觉得这很黑暗吗？
Don't you feel you're in darkness?
我们连那个永生永死那个永远的刑罚永火都没有感觉了。
We don't even have any feeling of the eternal judgment, eternal death, eternal life.
然后有些时候我们听主的话语，我们里面没有反应。
A lot of times when we are hearing the word of God, we don't have any reaction.
有时候我们聚会，我们感觉昏昏欲睡。
We gather here, we're sleeping.
我们觉得神的话很无聊。
We feel God's word are so boring.
有很多时候我们每一次聚会，聚完会，整个信息就全部忘光了。
So many times right after the meeting, we forgot all the messages completely.
然后在我们的生活里面
，in our life,
有的时候我宁愿看看视频。我也不想跟主亲近。
Sometimes I would rather to see the videos on YouTube rather than to get close, draw near to the Lord.
对，有时候我宁愿忙我自己爱做的事情，我宁愿躺在那边。我不是说不可以休息哈，我宁愿，但是我们宁愿做的事情，我们也不想来找主。
I'd rather to do my own thing and lay on the bed and rather than to draw near to the Lord.
对，很多时候我们接受别人的一些的劝告，我们拒绝。
And sometimes others encourage us or reprove us and we reject it.
弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的黑暗的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of darkness in us.
我们千万不要以为我们就已经非常光明了。
Do not ever feel you are very bright.
很多时候我们好像以为在亲近主。
Many times we feel we are drawing near to the Lord.
但是长期以来，这个人没有变啊。
But for a very long time, this person have never been changed.
我们没有什么生命的供应。
There is never any supply from this person.
里面没有火。
There is no fire in him.
好像 我们祷告主也不答应。
And we pray the Lord never answered us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主面前蒙光照。
So brother and sister, we need to come before the Lord, be illuminated by the light.
对，我刚刚讲这些事情不是在意思不是要定罪人。
All what I'm sharing, I'm not trying to condemn you.
但是如果我们愿意来到主面前光照。
But if we're willing to come before the Lord to receive light.
对，主有可能定罪我。
The Lord might reprove you.
主也可能可以光照我。
And the Lord can also illuminate you.
但他的目的是要我们回转。
But the goal and the purpose is for you to return.
他的目的是要我们不要停留在今天这个黑暗。不冷不热的光景。
The goal is for you to not stay in the darkness, stay in the lukewarm condition.
我们应该回到光明。
We need to come back to the light.
那个最后一个部分是讲到生来瞎眼，那个眼睛得开。
The last part mentioned that the born blind person saw.
所以这个瞎眼，他虽然父母亲还在。
And even this blind person, his parents were still alive.
不过他已经成年了，大概。没办法做事情，他只能够当乞丐。
And he's already adult and couldn't do anything but beg.
但是主有一天来到他的身旁。
But one day the Lord came to him.
怜悯这个人。
And had mercy on him.
他说：“我今天开这个人眼睛，是为着显明神的荣耀、神的作为。”
And he said that today I opened the eyes of this blind person to reveal the glory of God.
在创世，就是应该说从。人的历史当中或旧约的历史当中从来没有过有生来瞎眼的人眼睛被打开的。
There had never been a person in the history of the Old Testament born blind and his eyes can be opened.
这个神迹好像是留给主耶稣来做的。
And this miracle is left for Lord Jesus to accomplish.
我们每个人都是生来瞎眼的人。
We're all naturally born blind.
但当我们来到主的面前的时候他能够开我们的眼睛。
But when we come before the Lord, he can open our eyes.
请记得每一次开眼睛都是神迹。
Please remember that every time your eyes be opened, that's a miracle.
然后每一次开眼睛自己都知道。
And every time your eyes be opened, you know,
I was blind, but now I see. 我过去是瞎眼，但是我今天看见，我知道。
I was blind, but now I see. I do know it.
然后在这个开眼的过程里面，他越来越认识主。
In the time of opening the eyes, and he know the Lord more and more.
本来说啊，有一个人，他叫耶稣。
Before he said there is a man named Jesus.
开头说，然后之后他说是先知。
Then it turned he was a prophet.
然后之后是神来的。
The next step is someone sent from God.
然后最后主跟他表明身份说你要认识神的儿子吗？
At the very last, the Lord revealed his status and are you willing to know the Son of God?
所以他眼睛被打开，原来我现在面对的、认识的就是神的儿子。
And his eyes were opened, the one I'm seeing, and he is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们在瞎眼的情形里面好像讨饭了好多年。
Brothers and sisters, when we are spiritually blind, we're like the beggars and begging for many years.
我们没有一个明亮对主的一个认识和看见。
We don't have the bright seeing and the knowing of the Lord.
我们愿不愿意好好的重新回到主的面前来认识我们的主？
Are we willing to come back to the Lord and start over to know him?
你愿意的话就告诉主说，主啊，愿你的名，你的光亮能够照在我的心里。
If you're willing, tell the Lord, may your light shine in my heart.
开我心中的眼睛，叫我真正来认识你。
Open my inner eyes for me to truly know you.
在除了保罗，他在信主的过程里面，他蒙大光。
Besides Paul, he was illuminated by the great light.
所以他在后来的时候他为弟兄姊妹祷告愿弟兄姊妹眼睛得开真认识神。
So later on, he prayed for brother and sister, their eyes will be open and know the Lord.
我上次有提到你弟兄有几件事情对我非常的震撼。
Last time I mentioned, there are a few things our brother Watchman need that really impressed me.
上次我提到有一个事情是讲到说他在身体最虚弱的时候去聚会。
Last time I mentioned when he was very weak in his body and health, he went to the meeting.
对，每走几步路，他就要扶着那个电灯杆休息一下。
Every few steps, he need to rest on the electric pole.
我感觉这个人，他好像愿意为主焚烧殆尽。
I felt this person, and he's willing to fire himself up for the Lord.
他愿意把他全人烧成灰为着主，他都愿意。
And he's willing to be like ashes for the Lord.
这对我是很大的鼓励。
That's a great encouragement for me.
还有一件事情在，也是在他生病，但是稍微好一点的时候发生的。
Another thing happened after his health became a little bit better.
所以他有肺结核，就是他那个身体很软弱。
He had TB, he was very weak.
但那时候稍微恢复了一些，他走在路上。
He recovered a little and he was walking on the road.
碰到了以前他在大学学校的老师。
He met a professor, the professor in his college.
以前当他学生的时候，其实我们弟兄很聪明的。
When he was the college student of the student of that professor, he was very smart.
他好像不用太努力用功，就基本上就是班上第一名或第二名。
And he was the number one, the number two without hardworking.
非常有智慧，人间的智慧跟才干。
And full of talents and high IQ.
Yeah. 然后当他遇到以前的老师的时候，老师说，哎，那我们去茶馆里面喝个茶吧。
He met the professor. Professor told him, let's go to the tea house.
然后在那个茶馆里面，这个老师很不高兴。
In the tea house, the professor was very mad.
他说，你以前是我学生的时候，我非常看好你。
When you were one of my students, I think you were great.
我觉得你在这个地上呢，能够闯出一番很大的事业。
You can do great things in the world.
啊，为所谓的这个社会做出很大的贡献。
And do a lot of things for the society.
你看看你现在什么样。
I look at you, what are you now?
身体不好。
You're so weak.
当一个什么穷传道人
，You're a poor preacher.
有什么好？你服侍主有什么好的吗
？Is there anything good you serve the God?
对于一个东方人来讲
，For someone from the East,
我们一直都很尊重老师的。
We all respect our professors.
如果有一个老师这样讲你的话
，If your professor tell you that.
这是很受伤的一件事情。
It was so hurt.
万尼弟兄他描述说，他说那天感谢主。
And brother Nee said that day I thanked the Lord.
他心里面突然那个好像天打开了。
In his heart, the heaven was open to him.
他就在那个时候，他看见了主的荣耀。
Right in that moment, he saw the glory of God.
他的意思是说，我今天虽然是一个好像不成样子的人
，He said, even though today I'm nobody,
但是我知道我看得见我所信的主是一位荣耀的主
，But I know I can see the Lord I'm serving, He's the full of glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄里面重新在被力量在被恢复起来。
So brothers and sisters, our brother was recovered and.Get back the strength.
在那个老约翰晚年的时候
，In the later times of the Apostle John,
他被放逐到那个拔摩海岛去。
He was exiled to the island.
这可能是他人生当中，你那年纪又老，现在又跑到海岛里面那个艰难的环境。
He was old and he was exiled to the island Patmos.
我一生服侍主，但是现在变成孤单一个人。
And served the Lord for my whole life, and now I'm lonely on the island.
什么事都不能做。
I couldn't do anything.
就在那天主日的时候，主开，主开他的眼睛。
That day on the Lord's day, God opened his eyes.
他看见我人子走在金灯台当中。
He saw the man of God walking in the lampstand.
然后主开他的眼睛，叫他看见。未来的景象
The Lord opened his eyes to see the visions of the future time.
他知道他所信的主是一位有盼望的主
And he knew the Lord he trusted believed is the God full of hope.
所以弟兄姊妹一个当我们眼睛被打开
Brother and sister, when our eyes are opened,
对看见我们主的时候
When we see our Lord,
对有的时候是在我们最低沉最艰难的时候
Sometimes we are in your rock bottom.
但是因着我们看见我们那个最喜乐的主
But because we see our Lord full of joy
因为我们看见我们的主是不改变的主
And we see our Lord never changes
我们可以重新得力
We can regain our strength
我们可以继续的 是一个光明的子女，走在光中。
We can continually to walk in the light as the children of light.
弟兄姊妹，今天我也许我没有办法，我自己不是光。
Brother and sister, today I'm not light myself.
但是愿意我们心中被带进一个爱慕。
But I hope I can bring in this desire.
也带进一个警一个警戒。
This urgency.
对，我们不要留在黑暗里。
Do not stay in darkness.
我要进到光明。
I want to enter into the light.
我要常常经历主的光照。
I want to very often to experience the light of the Lord.
对，有的时候可能不是那么亮，好像脚前的灯路上的光，一步一步的。
Maybe sometimes it's not so bright. It's just step by step.
但是我愿意寻求主，愿意住在光明里。
But I'm willing to seek the Lord and dwell in the light.
对，也许有的时候就像老约翰，也许就像丁路易师母，有一个很清晰的光照。
Maybe sometimes it's like the older John and the Jesse and Louis. There is the bright light.
啊，叫我里面整个翻转过来。
And to turn me upside down.
叫我里面重新得力。
To help me to regain the strength.
对，但愿我们在这里每一个啊，我们都能够活出光明神光明子女的实际。
May every one of us sitting here, we can live the reality of the children of light.
我们总是要拒绝黑暗。
We should always reject darkness.
拒绝这个撒旦带来的黑暗。
Reject the darkness from Satan.
对，常常欢迎光明的主。
And welcome the light of the Lord.
常常活在那个主的面光当中。
And to live in the light of the face of the Lord.
叫我们成为一批是能够见证神是光的一批的神的儿女。
And so that we can testify that the God is light.
我们同有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们怀着感恩的心，主，谢谢你光照我们。
Lord, when we come before you full of thanksgiving, thank you for illuminating us.
主，谢谢你不把我们离弃，遗留在一个黑暗的光景里。
Thank you for not putting us aside and leave us in darkness.
主，我们心中向你祷告。
Lord, we pray from our hearts.
开我们每一个人的眼睛。
And open each one of our eyes.
不仅认识我自己这个人。
Not only to know myself.
也更认识你这位爱我们的主。
And the more to know you, the one who loves me.
主啊，恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.